people always ask me, it's like, well, what does a CFO do? I said, well, I'm the guy that keeps the lights on.
Hi, I'm Helen Pitlick, and this is Bloodworks 101, the podcast that inspires you to give time, money, or blood. When Bloodworks Chief Financial Officer Bob Gleason retires in June, he'll leave an already cemented legacy as a values-driven leader. Bob has set a high bar, and Bloodworks looked far and wide for a business leader who could match his standards in financial finesse. And now we're excited to welcome Jeff Perry into the CFO role. Jeff's first day on the job was April 1st. I sat down with Jeff to get to know him a little better and learn more about what he has planned for Bloodworks. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this today, Jeff.
You're welcome.
It is your second week at Bloodworks. How are things going so far?
Yeah, things are going very well. Learning quite a bit. Actually, quite a bit's probably an understatement, but I'm learning a lot. And the more I learn, the more I know, it really makes me that much more excited to, you know, be glad that I'm here.
Well, we are very glad that you're here. Tell us about your path to Bloodworks.
Interesting story. In all transparency, a recruiter, reached out to me. She knew my background and was working with Bloodworks with this role and saw the description and believed that I would be a good fit. And she told me that the role was still in its early phase of development, and you know, Bloodworks, they were still trying to calibrate as to when and how they were actually going to, you know, start the process. But, you know, in the meantime, she just said, hey, check this out and see if this is something I'd be interested in, and to get back to her. And if I liked it, she'd present my backgrounds and, you know, when they were ready to start the process. And once I started to review the organization, I came to the conclusion that Bloodworks really aligned with my career goals and values, and because they were providing, you know, very much essential healthcare services to the community.
Did you have any personal connection to blood donation or Bloodworks before joining?
I have in my past, and I kind of preface it just from the standpoint of when I said that Bloodworks provides essential services, healthcare services to the community, and when I sit back and I look at the Black community and you know, my family, I lost a cousin one time because of health reasons, and he actually needed transfusions to stay alive. And so I was really introduced to that at, you know, kind of like at a young age as to the importance of individuals, you know, relying on the blood within the system to, you know, to keep them healthy and keep them alive. So we really start to see, you know, these develop in our community. And I was like, well, if there's anything I know that I can do personally to ensure that individuals who actually need our products are able to get our products, then I'm all in 100%.
That's definitely been a goal of Bloodworks, recognizing the sort of historic disparities in the health supply and the need for more African-American donors, Black donors, and working to fix that inequity. So you have a really interesting and unique perspective that very much aligns with what we've been working on. Help us understand your role a little bit. What does a chief financial officer do for an organization like Bloodworks?
Well, one of the things I always like to say about the CFO role is people always ask me, it's like, well, what does a CFO do? I was like, well, I'm the guy that keeps the lights on, right? And I like to always say that in jest, but that's really kind of true though. But as a CFO, you really are the individual who really comes through it and helps the organization advance the vision and contribute, you know, in several different ways. Right. First and foremost is really financial stewardship. I have a very strong background in financial management and strategic planning, and you know, that really kind of enables me to ensure the organization's financial health. And we got to have the financial health in order for us to truly be successful. And another thing, you know, about CFOs that people don't understand is, I mean, there's a lot of collaboration that has to happen. I like to say, you know, you can't always sit behind your screen to be successful. And one of the things, you know, I do, I value, you know, teamwork and collaboration. And I do believe that strong partnerships, both within the organization and with our external stakeholders, are truly key to achieving financial health and operational success. And I believe all CFOs, we have to be mission driven. And one of the things that I am passionate about contributing to organizations that have a positive impact on the community. And one of the things, like with BloodWorks' mission, is to save lives through their blood and laboratory services. I mean, that really resonates deeply within me. So, you know, as a CFO, I have to protect all of those situations, you know, on a holistic level as far as financially and fiscally, just to make sure that we can afford to do it.
That's awesome. And so you have quite a bit of experience. You are clearly the best fit for this position. Tell us about the interview process. I know this wasn't a quick decision for either party.
It wasn't. It wasn't a quick decision, and it shouldn't have been. And it was very thorough. And when I sit back and I look at it, it really started out with a questionnaire. And I filled out the questions to the best of my ability and kind of sat there for a little while. And then, you know, a few months later, then I actually got a response back from our recruiters saying, hey, you know, we want to set up a face-to-face interview, right? So, i.e. via Zoom. So a few different interviews later on Zoom, I think there was probably about three, then like probably the time span of about 3 or 4 months. Next thing that would happen is, you know, I was invited up here to Seattle to do face-to-face interviews. Came up here, spent the day, and got to meet the entire executive team and people who would be on my staff, and, you know, really just walk through, let them get to know me, let them actually get to ask me several questions, and it also gave me an opportunity to get to know them. So it wasn't just a one-way street. Yes, they were asking questions of me, but I was also able to respond and really just elicit feedback from them as to really kind of how they felt about the organization. And that took approximately like an entire day. And from there, I sat back and waited to hear what the response was. So, and all in all, I said it in its most simplistic terms, but that process probably took anywhere from like 7 to 8 months.
So Bob Gleason, the departing CFO, has been around BloodWorks for, I think, 20 years or so.
Yes.
And so you've had the opportunity to overlap with him a little bit. What's it been like working with Bob during this transition?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I mean, Bob's a very great individual. I'm very humbled to be able to come in behind him and step in his shoes. Big shoes to fill. I mean, he's done wonders here, and every day I talk to him, I learn a lot more. And I'm very gracious to be able to have Bob around to really teach me the ropes and get me to understand, you know, some of the nuances that an incoming CFO really needs to understand about the organization and what some of these processes and these programs are and how they actually fit into the big picture. And he's been a huge catalyst in getting me to understand it, and within my short week. So I know we got a lot more time to work together, and to be quite honest, I love the fact that we do. You know, we touch base every day and kind of the walkthrough. So, you know, it's very, very gracious, very helpful, and like I said, very, very humble to be able to try to step into his shoes that he's leaving.
What are your goals for BloodWorks? I know it's early in your tenure here, but
yeah, and I would say, I mean, from a goal standpoint, BloodWorks has been working on a strategy for quite a while now. And it's really, how do we bring this strategy to life, right? I mean, it's really structured to meet the needs of the organization, and truly want to make sure that, you know, I am aiding, you know, the financial strategy for the business overall. I have to do this very tactically, and I have to do it within a very strategic approach. So first and foremost, I have to sit back and I have to listen, because one of the things I'm going to do is just really just understand the organization's goals and their needs and really just get a deep understanding of the mission, right? You got to understand the mission goals, strategic objectives, and then, you know, overlay the financial needs and the challenges associated with those goals. So that's where, you know, I like to sit back and I do the listening, right? Right now you're doing an interview with me and I'm doing a lot of talking. I'm like, normally I'm on the other side. This is the twist. But you know, I also have to make sure that I'm supportive in the process and really helping the organization achieve the missions. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of different facets that really come together to make BloodWorks one. And I have to be supportive across all those different facets and to make sure that I can intertwine, you know, at least my knowledge and my skill sets to make that successful, right? So make sure, you know, go back here to communication. One of the things you always have to do and you always have to do well is communicate across the entire organization, not just finance, but, you know, the entire group. So BloodWorks is many different different individuals, like I like to call individual businesses, all wrapped up into one. And, you know, as the CFO, I have to be able to cross each one of those different organizations and be able to, you know, really work hand in hand with them. And that's a lot of collaboration and communication that's going to make that happen. I think the last thing is really just promote transparency. Right. One of the things that we really need to understand is financial reporting and accountability for the decisions. And, you know, we have to make sure that we continue to build trust among all of our stakeholders.
You've got a lot on your plate. What are you most excited about?
This changes almost daily because something new comes in that I learn each day I'm here. I was like, I didn't understand that BloodWorks actually did this. So to me, it makes me that much more excited to know that my skills and my experience can make a meaningful difference here at BloodWorks. And I'm truly excited about the opportunity to lead the financial strategies that will support the organization in fulfilling this mission. I'm excited every day that I come in here because I was like, okay, what else am I going to learn? And what more can I do to make sure that we're successful? And to me, it's worth its weight in gold.
What do you think will be your biggest challenge?
Wow.
And again, I promise, we've already interviewed you, so this isn't part of the job interview.
Yeah, you know, really, it's really just the balancing act, right? And as a CFO, you know, responsibilities, I mean, they really just involve balancing the financial stewardship with a commitment to providing quality healthcare services to the community. So, it's a very complex web of financing and compliance and challenges while, you know, really just making sure that we're financially sustainable throughout the organization. That's the balance, that's the trigger, and that's really the high wire dance that I feel is the biggest challenge as a CFO of this organization.
Yeah, one thing that really stands out to me about what you said is that I think something a lot of our supporters, our blood donors, our financial donors don't realize is just the BloodWorks is like many organizations within one. We've got research, we've got BloodWorks Bio, of course, blood donation, other services. And you've worked at a lot of different companies, from Fortune 500 companies to startups, healthcare most recently. How is a nonprofit like BloodWorks similar or different to places you've worked in the past? How is it different from a Fortune 500 company?
Well, first and foremost, you kind of looked at my background a little bit. There's not really a lot of difference as far as really just the basic foundational pieces of running an organization. So those pieces are really kind of the same. We have a product, we have a customer, right? And you know what? When you look at the kind of the nuts and bolts, you have raw materials, you're gonna take raw materials, you're gonna package it into finished products, and you're gonna market that product, you're gonna sell that product. So regardless of if you're, you know, in a Fortune 500 company or a nonprofit, that process is still the same. But fiscally, that's where a lot of the different nuances come. And with a nonprofit, you really have to take a step back. And when it says nonprofit, that doesn't mean you don't make a profit. I mean, because you truly need to make some type of profit in order to, you know, sustain viability. So in essence, you're truly that large corporation, with the exception of being, you know what, you don't have the stakeholders, i.e., you know, you don't have Wall Street dictating, you know, some of the methodologies that you have to use. But in a nonprofit world, it's a little more closer to home because your true survival is really dependent on the successes that you have internally, and that's what allows you to sustain, you know, your viability on a month-to-month, year-over-year basis, and that's the biggest key. I always like to say that, you know what, Wall Street, you know what, they want your skills, but they don't really need them. And in the nonprofit world, they want your skills, but they actually need your skills. So the things you do actually make a difference on a day-to-day basis. So you're not just quantified as a number, as an employee, but you're actually an integral part of the organization. And the decisions that you make, they have a lot of weight as far as like how success really is within the company. So.
And so in the past 7 to 8 or more months, since this whole ball has gotten it rolling, what have you learned about the blood banking industry? What have been the biggest surprises for you?
I will tell you this much. One of the biggest surprises that I was like, I didn't know that we could do so much with blood. I didn't know that we did that much with blood. I just figured you go in and, you know, they take your blood and put it in a bag and it goes out. But the process and the chemical, you know, makeup and the research, I mean, it's amazing. There's different elements of the blood. You know, you got the red blood cells, the white blood cells, you know, and don't quote me because my acronyms are like really bad right now. But when I sit back and I look at all the component pieces, I never would have thought that. Not only that, you know, within the blood banking business, but you also, you know, we have part of the organization where, you know, we actually got life-saving transplants going on here. So I was like, oh my gosh. So that's, you know, the stuff that, you know, this is my short amount of time that I'm actually learning about this. So it's going to be fun to make sure that I can continue this work.
Yeah, we do certainly love acronyms at Bloodworks and in blood banking in general. So once you master those, you feel like you've leveled up a little bit. You have been in the Pacific Northwest for a little while, but your home is elsewhere. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, well, born and raised in the Midwest, pretty much spent most of my life in Chicago. Big sports guy, you know, Chicago, we love our sports. I'm a huge foodie. And that's kind of like in a nutshell, you know, from that whole Midwest, Midwest vibe. But then you come out here to the Pacific Northwest, and it's a little different pace. And a little bit different, you know, scenery though. But one of the things you can't beat being out here in the Pacific Northwest is the pure beauty of nature out here. You don't get to see that back home in Chicago, right? You know, we call it the concrete jungle because, you know, you got buildings everywhere. Yeah, I mean, there's nature there, but not like this. But I still have my Midwest roots. I still have my accent, and you know, I will tell you though, one of the things that had shocked me about being out here is the food scene. Because like I said, I'm a foodie, and I'm like, coming out of Chicago, like nobody can really touch Chicago when it comes to food, but they do a pretty good job out here in the Pacific Northwest. So I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, okay, that kind of works. So that gives you like a little bit of taste from home, but yeah, you know, it's good.
Are you a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. But now, if I had to choose one versus the other, I'd be leaning towards the Cubbies. It really boils down to the environment as far as really watching the game. And with the Cubs, you know, it elicits a lot more fun environment. But I do remember, though, when my kids were young, we used to go see the White Sox all the time because it was a kid-friendly stadium. And, you know, we didn't want to always take them to Wrigley Field. But I've always followed the Cubs probably more than I have the White Sox. But at the end of the day, it's always go Bears. So.
It's a controversial statement in this town that's very Seahawks, but I feel you. And what are you going to miss most about Portland?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't really thought about that too much. But there's a lot of different similarities between Portland and Seattle. Portland's pace is, you know, a little bit more small town. I won't say like lackadaisical or lazy, but just, you know, a slower pace versus coming up here to Seattle. But Seattle gets me back towards, you know, my large city roots too. So, which is the one thing that I'm really excited about. It kind of brings that whole environment back to me again. So so get your pros and cons. Yeah.
Well, with our Beaverton Center opening recently, yes, you have many opportunities to go back and visit, I'm sure, with work.
Absolutely.
And it's not that far anyhow. What do you like to do when you're not at work?
Like I said, I'm a huge sports fan, so I'm always trying to make sure I catch up on sports. And it looks like right now, right in the middle of March Madness, there's a lot of really good basketball going on right now. So anytime I can catch up on sports and get in there, that's where I spend a lot of my spare time.
That's awesome. A lot of sports fans here. Is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Well, we've covered quite a bit. And if there's anything that I would like to close with, it's really, I'm very humbled to be here. And, you know, I'm really excited for this next chapter because I see the direction that Bloodworks is going, and I want to make sure that I can maintain that pace and continue to make this organization thrive. So that's the goal, and that's what I want to leave you with.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. It's been great talking with you.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Jeff as much as I did. We'll see you next time on Bloodworks 101.